Give me a beat, Kev. This sound like a rap song. Here we go. Hey, hey. Give me one margarita, I'ma open my legs. Give me two margaritas, I'ma give you some head. Give me three margaritas, I'ma put it in my puss. Give me four margaritas, I'ma put it in my tush. Give me five margaritas, I'ma have some fun. Give me five margaritas, I'ma put it in your bun. I'ma put it in your bun.
Why did you do that?
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Can you smell my Drakkar Noor pulling you closer to me? I have been trained by some of the best PUAs in the world.
In the industry.
I have over 12 confirmed kills. They are mainly girls working at the mall. But I have kills. Lots of kills. 10% kill rate. That means 1.2 of them have slept with me.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Ah, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, the wonderful Kristen Joy Oatley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Hey, Chrissy. I want to tell you something, but I want to tell it to my wife because I'm just everything I got to say. I talk to my wife through the podcast in case you haven't learned.
Yes,
I'm going to share something with you that I just learned that proves that I've been right the whole time about something.
Oh, yeah.
You ready? Gen Z says 3-hour everything shower are better than sex. 3-hour everything showers better than sex.
I saw that.
I've been doing it right the whole time.
That's right.
It's wet, from the New York Post, one of the most reliable news sources out there. It's wet, but not wild. Gen Zs and millennials are getting hot fur. Shower clean, very clean. The newest trend in grooming is the everything shower, which entails taking an extremely warm and steamy shower for 2 to 4 hours, soaping up every nook and cranny while they blast their favorite music. On TikTok, the indulgent practice has gone viral with hashtag everything shower racking up over 168 million views. Says TikToker Taylor, an everything shower with hot water and Taylor Swift is better than sex. Sorry. Now,
it doesn't seem very conscious of the water.
Well, first of all, I want to know where these people are getting their hot water heaters.
Exactly.
Because I don't know. I mean, I don't know about them, but I have the largest kind of water heater you can buy for a residential.
Uh-huh.
And I did that on purpose, knowing that I like to take 3-hour everything showers. And I still can't get more than 30 minutes out of hot water out of there. If I go on to the 30-minute mark, I'm going to start getting a little shaky on the hot water. Yeah, I mean, I guess you could have those like hot water on demand type things. What do they call those? Like the, I don't know what they call them. They're heaters, essentially, that heat the water as it travels through the pipes.
Oh, okay, okay.
So you can always have hot water, mm-hmm. essentially, theoretically. I had one of these in this house before I got the water heater. It was the hottest piece of shit I'd ever bought in my entire life. Because, yes, you can have hot water on demand as long as nothing else in the house needs warm or hot water at all.
At the same time.
Yes. So if Astrid was to turn on the way other side of the house, if Astrid was to turn on the warm water to wash some dishes, I would get a freezing cold shower. And it drove me fucking nuts. Also, during the winter, it only takes 45 minutes to an hour for that thing to heat up the water. So those things are a piece of shit. So first of all, where are you getting your water heaters from? Tankless water heater, that's what it's called. Where are you getting your hot water from, Gen Zs? Please let us in on this.
And who's paying for your water bill?
Mommy and daddy, because that's where they live. I'm not saying that's everybody. I'm saying I can only assume that a fair portion of people who take 3-hour showers on a daily basis probably don't have a job. Because, I mean, where do you find the time?
Yeah, what else are you doing?
But I am with you. I am with you. I am with you. Know that I was the originator of this. I started this way back in 1980-something, so I could 90-something, excuse me, so I could practice my masturbatory habits, and I will not let it go. I need a 30-minute hot shower. 30 minutes is enough.
Yeah.
I think 30 minutes is enough. I need a hot shower to catch up on all my emails, my telephone calls, and my favorite YouTubers. And then I just need like 5 or 6 minutes to decompress in the hot water, you know, showering and shaving and all that other stuff. And then I feel refreshed for the day. Now, I do that 2 to 3 times a day, so I'm up to like maybe 90 minutes. I give my hot water heater a chance to refresh. You know what I'm saying,
That's
Chrissy?
That's true, yeah.
But I was right about this all along. And I want Astrid to know that through this podcast, because that's when we communicate best. when I have a microphone and she can yell at me later.
Yeah.
We need to go sign those papers about the will. I took out another $1 million life insurance policy. Can you do me a favor? I think something's wrong with the car. Can you go stand in front of it while I get in it? And when I start the car, you'll know if something's wrong or not, okay? No, just stand right there.
Oops.
Oh, no. I killed my husband. Accident. I swear to God.
She's got that life insurance agent on speed dial. Yeah. Forensic files. Put it on your calendar. Made for Murder by Lifetime Movies is coming out soon. Made right. Spelled M-A-I-D. Made for Murder. A brand new Lifetime original based on every other shitty Netflix movie ever. I've noticed they have a pattern over a Lifetime. Mm-hmm. They just take the most dramatic and shitty movies that Netflix is producing that's runs up to the top of the charts, and then they quickly produce
that.
Oh,
that's true. They do that. Yes.
You know, what's that show with Christina
Applegate?
They interview
Applegate? Like people. They don't actually interview the people that it happened with, but they interview people who reported on it.
People who reported on it or now have a general nosy interest in it because they make a living going from documentary to documentary just bullshitting. But what I'm talking about is the actual cheesy reenactment movies that they do.
Oh, right.
So you know that show Dead to Me with Christina Applegate?
Yes.
Okay. Great show, by the way.
I love that show.
So the new movie that they have, Made for Murder, is exactly the same premise as Dead to Me. Lady gets drunk, wakes up the next morning, dead person in the pool. Mm-hmm. She cleans it up because she doesn't think the police will believe her, and then she has to go find out who set her up, essentially. It's like, what a blatant ripoff of something that's already doing so well. But Lifetime kills it with those movies.
Yeah,
they kill it with those movies. And forget about the Christmas movies. Don't even get me started on the Christmas movies. Christmas Tree of Death on Lifetime. It's like a Lifetime original movie. Janice was a single house mom raising three children when all this, she went on a secret date with her best friend and he died from a Christmas tree. Christmas Tree Murders on Lifetime.
The poisonous sap.
Oh, yeah. The poisonous sap killed him. Actually, the poor sap got dead. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. It's so silly. It is so silly. However, Lifetime continues to make one of my favorite shows, which is Married at First Sight, UK. The UK
version. They do that? It's not TLC?
It's not TLC.
Oh, okay.
TLC can't have ownership over all the good ideas. So Lifetime, while generally not a station I would watch, just because I'm not their demographic, they do have one program that I like, and that is Married at First Sight, UK or Australia. One of those two versions. The US version, they try too hard to get couples actually that like each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're trying too hard to make the marriages work, and therefore it is uninteresting. If I wanted to watch a show about a marriage that's constantly in peril, I could just videotape my own marriage. Why do I... What, did I forecast that joke a little bit?
Yeah, okay. I saw that guy.
Hey, listen, I can only do so much. Why would I want to watch an entire season of people just trying to navigate marriage? That's boring. However, if you put a bunch of social media stars, you know, social media wannabe influencers in the same room together and then randomly choose who they get married to based on the complete opposite of what they wanted, then you have Married at First Sight UK. It's brilliant. The British always do it better. I don't know.
They
I don't
do.
Know what to tell you. Mm-hmm. It's such a dramatic show, and it's so full of just crazy, crappy drama that I love it. You know I love it.
Of course I know you
and then,
love it.
And then they have the two-hour versions, so it makes me really happy because when I get to sit down, I mean, I never have 2 hours to myself, but I can watch it all week. I can just like digest it.
I noticed that with 90 Day Fiancé when I watched it before they were doing those long, the really long ones.
They do two-hour episodes now. Because they know it's such a hit that they have to keep it going. And why not? Like far as I'm concerned, the more the merrier. But there are some now 90-day versions. There's like 12 different 90-day versions. And there are a few of those 90-day versions that I'm just not into. It doesn't. There's
so many.
90 Day the Other Way, 90 Day Abroad, 90 Day Matchmaker, 90 Day Fiance.
Reverse.
Yeah, 90 Day Follow-Up, 90 Day The Watch Party, 90 Day. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. It's constantly 90 Day Fiance, My 600-Pound Life, The Seven Little Johnstons, and Whitney, whoever, you know, My Big Fat American Life or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
And occasionally Shauna Ray will show up, too. So if those are on deck, then it makes me happy. Speaking of shitty reality shows, do you know the guy Tom Sandoval.
I've heard of him. Not, I don't was Sandoval.
Tom Sandoval.
Sandy Claus. I've heard of him, and I've heard of the whole, you know, rigmarole about
rigmarole.
Yes, yeah. About this situation, but I don't watch the show.
Okay.
So I wasn't too invested in it.
Vanderpump Rules, mm-hmm. which is a Bravo show, which I've never
I'm
watched
surprised
in my entire
I don't
life.
Watch it because I yeah, like seriously. Most Bravo things.
But. I would think if you watched Below Deck, then yeah. Vanderpump Rules would be right up your alley. Vanderpump Rules, which is a show I've never watched, but I guess it's about this lady Vanderpump who's a restaurateur, am I right? Or a club
yes,
owner, bar owner?
Well, again, it's about the people that work in the restaurant, and I lived that at one point
oh,
in my life.
Oh, I did too.
So
12 years of my life,
I've
yeah.
I've seen that before.
Yeah, me too. But, you know, for people that are not restaurantees who have not been indoctrinated into the world of sex, drugs, and serving food,
yes.
then this I could see how this could be interesting. But you're right. I don't watch it because I've already lived it. And
yeah.
nothing I see on TV is going to be half as interesting as what I actually lived.
right.
Nor is half
Chianti Classico.
Chianti Classico. Brian, send them some old bread and a bottle of Chianti Classico. Make sure the soft shell crabs come out the muy bissimo. Ah, yeah, yeah. Soft shell crabs. I used to watch those things get murdered. They put them in the fryer live.
Gosh.
Kind of disturbing.
yes.
Nothing like getting fried up while your little brain's still twirling. So Tom Sandoval, let me give you a little bio based on what they say here
okay.
at, I think it's USA Magazine or something. Tom Sandoval was one of the original cast members of Vanderpump Rules, which premiered in 2013. During the early days of the series, he worked as a bartender at SUR, Sur, which is where a lot of the show was filmed. The Missouri native teamed up with co-star Tom Schwartz, Lisa Vanderpump, and her husband Ken Todd in summer of 2018 to open Tom Tom's in Los Angeles, only in Los Angeles. Sandoval became the co-owner of another restaurant with Schwartz called Schwartz and Sandy's. When he's not taping Bravo reality show or working on one of his food establishments, Sandoval is a touring member of Tom Sandoval and the Most Extras. The TV personality had a tumultuous relationship with co-star Kristen that played out in season 1-3. Sandoval confirmed during season 2 that Vanderpump Rules that he was attached to Ariana Madix. The pair released a book, like a book on cocktails. And then US Weekly confirmed in March of 23 that Sandoval cheated on Madix with co-star Raquel Levis, I don't know, which factored into their breakup the same month. So
the drama.
So the reason why he's all over the rags right now is because of this cheating scandal mm-hmm. that's going on, and everyone feels I don't know why people get so interested in all this stuff. Yeah, that he's just a jerk and that he cheated on her. So I never have I ever watched a episode of Vanderpump. But I started reading about this Tom Sandoval guy, and I'm like, man, he looks like a douche. Like, this guy must be a total ass hat. Let's stalk his Instagram and see if I can find some ass hatty type content that he's put on there so we can show what an ass hat he is.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found, instead of a lot of ass hat content, I found videos, and a lot of them, of his band, Tom Sandoval and the Most Extras, playing live shows.
The Most Extras.
It's a horrible name for a band.
It really is.
He looks like he was squeezed out of a 1980s toothpaste commercial. I mean, this guy is just I don't know. He looks the part of the evil, cheater, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to tell you something right now and right here. I got so into his music videos, watching him live. They do all cover tunes. That's all they do.
Okay.
With a horn section and a backup singers and the whole nine yards. That I found it kind of hard to turn away because he was singing a lot of songs that I thought, wow, you know, he's doing there's a pretty good job of doing that cover tune, whatever it happened to be. You want to hear a little bit of Tom Sandoval and the Extras?
Sure.
This is totally against every copyright law in America. But Tom, don't hate me because I'm giving your music career here a little push. I would imagine. Does commercial break give anybody a push?
No.
They haven't given our career a push yet.
We might give him a negative.
That's true. Sorry, Tom. Sorry to reduce your follow. You know, your 2 million.
We have to stay true to TCB minus.
Yeah, TCB minus. Mm-hmm. All your favorite content elsewhere. All right, here's Tom Sandoval and the Most Extras doing Take On Me by A-ha.
Wow.
Live from the Gramercy in New York. Here's my thing about cover tunes. If you're going to do a cover tune, let's do it the right way. Let's make it sound like the original and then add your little spices to it here and there.
Yeah,
I agree. Like cover tunes that go too far off the beaten path. I find that 9 times out of 10, unless you're just an outstanding singer, guitar player, whatever it is, unless your band is so kick-ass that everything you do touches to gold, if you stray too far from the original...
If you get too artsy with
If you get too artsy with it, then it ends up sounding like total shit. Hence why 33 Penis did not go anywhere. Killing in the Name Of was way far off the original intention.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Killing in the Name Of. Some of those that want forces are the same that burn crosses. Not exactly how that line was intended to be. It's a little more punchy than that.
A little more ragey.
Yeah, a little more ragey. You really want to be angry against those people who were burning crosses. And I was as a teenager. I don't know why it came out so fluffy. Not bad, right?
No, not bad.
Here comes the horn section.
Who doesn't love this song, too? It's great. In a way, I don't know what I'm to say. I'll say it anyway. Today is another
thing to find you. You're shying away.
Does he hit it? Is he hitting it?
He hit it.
Okay.
Now, I am 90% sure that he is lip syncing there.
Okay. That would make sense.
But I think it is his voice
somewhat,
regardless. Yeah.
Yeah. There's like an under track with the...
You can watch his lips aren't quite... Like, to me, it's so easy to tell when someone is lip syncing because you look for these high
notes.
You're
in the biz.
I was in the biz. And like when you push your microphone 7 feet away from your face and you're still singing in the same volume that you were one line of the song ago, that doesn't make sense. Because if I push my microphone away 3.5 feet, I sound completely different than I do. So, and he's doing a lot of this, like pushing the microphone away and pulling it back, and it hits his face sometimes, but you can't hear the popping in the microphone. So I'm pretty sure that he is lip syncing in this particular performance. But still, if that's his voice, not bad.
No, and not at all.
And I think the rest of the band is playing the click track. So... Not a bad band either.
Yeah.
If you're going to put a band together, put this band together. Why not?
It looks like almost all women in the audience.
Of course. Watch his lips. I mean, you can tell. He's like moving the microphone back and forth away from his face, but he's perfectly on the microphone. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? So these little tricks of the trade that you can figure out. But it's all women in the crowd. This is like 2 years ago or something. It's all women in the crowd because look at Tom Sandoval.
Yeah.
He looks straight out of central casting, evil human being cheater. And that's exactly what 25% of the women on this earth want. They find that sexy.
True.
He's a bad boy. He's wearing red bell-bottom leather pants.
Sparkles.
Yeah. Tom. I mean, listen. He's got more women on jumping up on his crotch than I ever had in 33 Penis. As a matter of fact, if I had to take an informal census of what the original 33P audience was, I would say 13 to 17-year-old angry young man is probably where it would be. I think we had one girl one time that was like, woo! It's just like golf. They say you hit that one shot that keeps you coming. You can shoot a 170 on the course, but you'll hit that one drive that's perfect, and you're like, I'm Tiger Woods, man.
Yes.
I knew I had it in me. I just have to keep playing.
Yeah, but didn't you tell the story about her being at the bar?
That was a different band.
Oh, that was
Chopper Johnson.
Oh, right.
But yes, there was one girl at the bar, six uninterested people just looking to go to a low-lit jazz club so they could get some quiet time, and up shows Chopper Johnson. Jobber Johnson and Brian after a half a bottle of frozen Jose Cuervo. You can only imagine the scene. The stage wasn't even big enough to fit the drums. I mean, we were just like standing out in the middle of the restaurant playing. But there was one lady, woman at the bar, and she just, wow, she found Brian Green was a snack. She couldn't keep her eyes off me. I probably look like Tom Sandoval does right there. Only I had green corduroy.
Oh, the green corduroys.
Bell bottoms with bright blue Doc Martens on that I had been wearing for 6 to 12 years. I think Tom's not got a bad band here.
He doesn't.
I don't know about his shitty love life.
Are they still going?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they just did a show a couple weeks ago. He has some
tour.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a tour. I would call it shows. There's this guy that I have on my Facebook, and he's like, God bless him, because it's just, by sheer luck and the prodding of Astrid and our good friend Allison, this show came about.
True.
But my dreams were long dead and buried. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I was pretty sure that I was going to be like the commercial real estate finance guy for the rest of my life. And that was okay, because at times I was sure that we're coming up, I would have made money.
It's just right around the corner.
It's just right around the corner. 5 feet from gold, as they say. But I really, at my age, I was feeling like a little... I had shoved those dreams to the back of my head, realizing they would probably never happen.
Right.
Only by sheer luck did this all come together like this, thanks in part to you. Now, still waiting for the money to show up, but yeah. Hey, listen, you can't have everything you want.
No, nothing's perfect.
We've got a huge 36-person audience that's just waiting for our content every day. It's either that or bots, I'm not sure, but what does it matter, really?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, if I could go look at my stats and go, we went from 35 to 36, then I'm cool. So... I think, you know, most people see these dreams kind of fade away after a while, but there are a couple hangers-oners, and you know who they are.
Yeah.
We have a lot of them in our circles of
we
friends.
We do.
A lot of the creative types, and God bless them, because you know what? There's this video going around, and I forget who it is. Is it Tiffany Haddish maybe saying, like, you know, at age 20, whatever, somebody did this. At age 30, somebody else did this. At age 40, Steve Martin started on Saturday Night Live. At age 50... I don't know. Basically, she was saying that it doesn't matter.
You can do something at any age.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who those people are or how they got so lucky, but most of us will understand at some point, you got to stop trying to live the dream of a 22-year-old guitar rock god.
Mm-hmm.
Except for this guy on my Facebook, who is like in his 60s, probably, in his early 60s.
Oh, wow.
And he is still trying. And so the other day, he posted on there, you know, his band, da-da-da-da-da, tour dates. Oh. And it was like... Savannah, Georgia, Savannah, Georgia, Savannah, Georgia, all 3 weeks apart at the same place, and then one in Charleston.
Oh.
And I was like, that's not really a tour. That's more like showing up to a restaurant every 3 weeks and playing your guitar. I mean, God bless you, but let's be honest about it.
Yeah.
It's not the Taylor Swift 50 truck
right. No,
parade.
Not yet. Could be just
not
around
yet.
The corner, though.
Hey, listen, I'm rooting for the guy.
Mm-hmm.
If he does, in fact, make it into big stardom, I'm rooting for the guy.
Should
100%.
Should we go to a show?
No, I don't want to support him. I didn't say I would support him. I said I'm rooting for him. There's a big difference between rooting for somebody and giving him hard-earned money. I didn't see him jumping on our Patreon when we decided to make one, did I? No. Well, now it's coming back to you. I think his name is Tom, too. TCB. Hey you, guess you. I hate to interrupt all the fun, but I just want to remind you that tcbpodcast.com is where you find all the audio and the video, plus you can contact us to get your free 21 EPM sticker. Just go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button, tell us you want a sticker, drop us your address, and off we go. Plus, you can write to us at 855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383. For all of our international listeners, we'll pick up the toll. Go ahead and text us. If you have comments, questions, concerns, content ideas, we're taking them all at 855-TCB-8383. If you want to view The Commercial Break in a whole new light, go to youtube.com/The Commercial Break to see the fully edited episodes. You'll love it or your money back, I promise. While you're at it, hit us up on Instagram at The Commercial Break and TCB Live on TikTok. So let's take a minute to hear from our sponsors, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
TCB.
Chrissy.
Yes.
My love. We just reviewed a couple of weeks ago, we just reviewed Adam Lyons and his approach video. Do you remember this?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I have seen stars collide. I have seen the Big Bang. I have seen God, the face of God, in a video that I found on YouTube.
Wow.
And I'm trying to not get too excited. I want everyone to just kind of work into this a little bit like I had to. But I will tell you, this is probably the best thing since sliced bread, and it's certainly the best thing that's ever happened to The Commercial Break.
Oh, wow. You're really building it
up. I'm really building this up. We have two PUAs that we've been... PUA is a pickup artist, in case anybody doesn't know. We've recently gotten some kudos on our Apple reviews to calling out these PUAs. I just think it's just the weirdest thing you could... I mean, they're just assholes. That's just... Let's be honest about it.
Well, they're giving bad advice.
Terrible advice.
That's one.
Chauvinistic advice. Yes. They're trying to make science out of something that's kind of science, kind of magic. Like, you just have to be yourself. You got to figure out your own way in the world. There's no scientific formula to get you pussy. That's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Because if it really worked, then everybody would do it. But mm-hmm. it doesn't really work. Two of the PUAs that we've been focusing on lately are some of my favorite that we've ever done. And you know who this is? It's John Anthony Lifestyle.
Oh.
And Adam the Liar.
Together?
Together.
What?
Are you ready for this? This is John Anthony breaking down the Adam the Lion's approach video that we just broke down.
Oh, wow.
Are you ready for that? Can you handle this?
I think so.
Can you handle John Anthony critiquing Adam the Liar? So now it's going to be The Commercial Break, critiquing John Anthony, critiquing Adam the Liar.
It's an inception moment.
This is an inception moment. Mm-hmm. My mind is blown when I saw this video. I couldn't believe that John Anthony was actually calling out Adam the Liar for the same practices that John Anthony himself puts into play. Yeah. First of all. Second of all, I'm just going to say this right out from the get. John Anthony is not exactly the world's most experienced video breaker downer.
No.
It's quite bad, actually. It's a long video. I'm sure it's going to take two episodes to get through this. And I'm really excited to do this with you, my friend, because we've already watched the video he's breaking down. And John Anthony is just a lug nut. He is just a fucking lug nut.
Well, he's been exiled out of the country as well. So
is I mean, there's some people that are looking for money from John Anthony. They want that $100,000 they spent on that course.
The coaching?
Back. Yes.
The coaching course?
Yeah, apparently he didn't call back. I mean, allegedly. Allegedly, I should say that. John Anthony sue The Commercial Break for what? I don't know, but you could try. All right, so without further ado, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. And we are about to watch John Anthony.
Oh, God.
From John Anthony Lifestyle. Talk about Adam Lyons, Adam the Liar, from so many of other videos. He's going to break down his video. Here we go.
And all anybody could see was four girls in a semicircle around him, berating him, and him like looking at the floor for about an hour. Now, the good news is he hung in for an hour.
Okay, so the by the way, in case you haven't never heard The Commercial Break before, haven't heard these episodes, the British accent is Adam the Liar. He is...
His name's Adam Lyons.
His name's Adam Lyons. We call him Adam the Liar. Mm-hmm. And then John Anthony comes up with a less interesting nickname for him that's very similar. You'll get it.
Okay.
So John Anthony is breaking down Adam the Liar's video. So the British accent is Adam. The other voice you're hearing is John Anthony.
Oh. This girl over here is like, do I get paid yet? What's going on here?
Oh my God.
His intro is worse than Frankie B's.
Oh.
Wow. You got to be kidding
putting me. Putting the science back into
sex.
Sex?
Yeah, putting the science back into sex. God. That doesn't even make any sense. By the way, the intro to John Anthony's
is that him
videos.
Doing a line of coke?
Yes, it is him doing a line of coke.
Oh my God. Or at least that's just what my brain sees.
Oh, no, no. Actually, like it's him in the middle of a jacuzzi.
Okay. Oh.
With a pair of naked tits. What in the world is going on here? It's all him. It's all selfies of him with women in various states of undress who do not know they're having their picture taken. Why? Because their faces are blurred out. Yeah. If you have to blur out the faces in the intro video, you've had a few negative comments.
What's up, guys? John Anthony here from John Anthony Lifestyle. In today's video, we're going to be looking at Adam Lyons going over approaching. Okay, Adam Lyons has just come on the Playing With Fire podcast, claiming that if a girl likes him, he has close to 100% chances of getting that girl. Okay, the real stats...
100% report, chances?
100% chances. I have 100% chance of winning the lottery tomorrow. But then the chance... But then the actually winning the lottery? Actually winning the lottery? It's much less. Yeah.
Myself and Paul Jenka, which line up exactly, is 10% close rate. Okay, so he's a bit off there, but he also associates with the mega scam product that goes by Tao of Badass, so it's no surprise.
Tao of Badass?
It's Tao of Badass, first of all. It's not the Tao of Badass. If you're going to appropriate someone else's culture, at least get it correct, you fucknut.
And by the way, I have Paul Jenka coming on my channel tomorrow.
Oh, Paul Jenka. We got to look
Paul
up this
Jenka?
Guy. I don't know.
Yeah.
Write it in the list. Paul
Jenka. Notebook.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to go on the rabbit hole on this one.
Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Okay, so don't miss that YouTube Live. So it looks like we should be calling Adam Lyons Adam's Lion. Okay, or...
Oh, my God.
Ours was better.
Putting the science back in defecation. What is he talking about? Adam's Lion? You couldn't get anything better than Adam's Lion?
Adam's Lying. That's his new name. Adam's Lying. Okay, the famous old school PUA. Likes to lie his ass off. Here he is in this clip with the...
Well, I agree with you there, John.
And so does he.
Yeah, and so do you. John Anthony. That's right.
The streak of bright red hair, looking like a dumbass. And we will go...
I can't believe he's critiquing him. Look at what he's wearing. He's wearing like 5,000 necklaces and a tank top.
5,000 necklaces, three different microphones, a tank top. He's got his knuckles tattooed.
Through and critique what's for sure going to be horrible strategy advice. Okay, before we get into that, I want to remind you guys, we have a two-day challenge coming up this Friday and Saturday. It's a virtual boot camp. It's only $27
for
general
admission. Who can pick up the most girls?
Who can pick up the most girls in 48 hours?
$27 general admission.
Sunday. 2 full days to get some pussy. Only $27, PayPal accepted.
That gets you access to the full training, normally costing several thousand dollars.
Several thousand dollars? Jeez, guys, don't spend your money on this.
Oh.
I'll take $1,000 and coach you better.
3-day boot camp, and for 97 extra in the VIP, you get a third day, and you also get live Q&A with me, and we get to help you, me and my coaches, in the Telegram group when you're out and about doing the approaches.
Telegram. Okay,
so,
look at
so wait, I'm going to be out and about with the approaches, and I'm going to...
Quick. Yeah. What do I do here in this situation?
This girl just told me that I'm fat and ugly. What do I do next? Do the capture approach. Capture. Do the kidnap approach.
Link in the description for that. If you're looking to master the whole solution permanently, including texting, online game, running dates, closing
permanently.
Dates, and retaining girls. All
you could permanently solve your girl getting problem. Permanently solve.
Including... What I mean, oh Lord.
Including Frankie B's razor wire facing.
This is bad.
The other pieces of the game. Book a free 30-minute call and we'll go over with you how we can fix the problem for you permanently very quickly. And also check out my TikTok channel. Okay, there's lots of videos that I have over a million views, one that's 2.5 million. And there's a proof page.
Congratulations. Your dick is so big and hairy.
The only reason he's getting any views is because he's got that girl.
Yeah, that's right.
She's in all of the videos.
Yeah, Brazil is the only reason to watch the videos. And if you just randomly, which you have before, if you just randomly just show other girls on Tinder and,
yeah.
and various states of undress, why wouldn't I watch your channel either?
Yeah.
I watch your channel for a totally different reason, but, you know.
You're skeptical of what I can do to help you, the results I claim I'm getting for people, which is the leading results in the industry. Check out the proof page in the description.
The leading results in the industry? What industry is this? The art of bad seduction? The Tao of seduction? The Tao of seduction?
So here we go. Adam Lyons approaching.
One of the things I absolutely love about this is if somebody's standing and they're standing on their own in a bar, you kind of want to make it, it's kind of obvious what you're doing, you know? You know, as smooth as I might like to be, if I'm approaching, I'm approaching. I could try this.
It's just standing next to a girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you smell my Draconua pulling you closer to me? I have been trained by some of the best PUAs in the world.
In the industry.
I have over 12 confirmed kills. They are mainly girls working at the mall. But I have kills. Lots of kills. 10% kill rate. That means 1.2 of them have slept with me.
Hey.
That's like what Mystery was teaching. Okay, group theory or opening over
mystery.
The shoulders.
Oh, good old Mystery started it all.
He did.
Yeah. And if he didn't look like that... If he didn't look like such, if he wasn't literally wearing an ass hat, then maybe he would have gone further.
He's trying to be like Tommy Lee from the 90s.
Oh my God, this guy's, and he doesn't look much better these days either. He got rid of the hat, but now he just looks like an old man. It's way past his prime.
I saw that.
He looks like a ghost, actually. Yeah.
Don't telegraph interest.
But it wasn't that smooth. You know, she knew I was approaching. I'd been better off just going straight up and approaching. Or alternatively, make it clear that I had no interest approaching.
Now, here's where it gets all fucking backwards. Make it clear that you have no interest in approaching. Pretend you don't like her and you don't want to talk to her. Let's see how this looks.
So I don't want to stand and make it look cool. I kind of just want to come over, chill out, relax, not even look at her, look at some.
By the way, this dude's in the modern day, he married a 4.5 and a 6.5 out of 10. It's two very average chicks, one of them below average, actually.
Whoa.
Dude, which hole did you climb out of? Which primordial sludge did you come out of that you have the right to go judging somebody else's wife's looks? You say that as if it's a scientific fact. Yes, you have a 10, but the rumors are that you pay her to sleep with you. That's not a bad deal at all. I bet I could go out there and find someone to pay to sleep with that was really good looking. Conversely, I bet Hodley could do the same thing with a guy.
And he's like all like, you know, he thinks he's so cool and everything because he lives with two chicks. Good job, Adam Lyons. Adam's lion.
What else in the bar?
Hey, Brazil. I made it funny. Come back, come over here. I said something really funny. Tell him how I said something funny.
He does
loud noises.
Maybe whip out my phone, have a look at my phone a bit, completely ignore the girl, laugh. That's crazy. Look at that. And there's the open. That's an observational opener.
That was a bad.
Crazy.
That was bad.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm not disagreeing with John Anthony. I'm just disagreeing with John Anthony disagreeing with Adam the Lion.
Exactly.
You got to understand, sometimes the enemy of my friend is my enemy, you know, and sometimes the friend of my enemy is my friend. How do you say that?
I don't know
either.
I bring somebody else into it.
I guess his close rate wasn't quite at 100% in these days.
It comes a bit more under the radar. But in reality, if they're just standing there, you kind of want to make sure that you go in and open. Now... There's some other key points to somebody that...
It's all so weird.
It's so weird. It
Why would
so
I go
weird.
Stand next to a girl? By the way, if you're not watching this, then what you're not seeing is that this is the same video we broke down a couple of weeks ago. Adam, there's a girl standing near a fireplace. Adam walks up to her, stands next to her, opens his phone, and then shows it to her. Isn't that funny? It's like, yeah, why would I ever show a girl my phone? I'm trying
you
really
never met.
Yeah. My whole life I've been trying really hard not to show girls my phone. You know what I'm saying? It's my private business.
Standing in. The most important is you want to lock in. Locking in is so important when you're talking to somebody. Because if you don't, it looks like you're the one that's hitting on the girl.
Why does John Anthony's video cuts to him and it's like really close up?
Well, it's bad editing, which he's always suffered from. He looks like a monster. He's like, first of all, second of all, great breakdown, John. You just stop every 3 minutes to laugh. Now I can hear everybody out in the crowd. Don't throw stones, Brian. Shut up.
It's backwards. Okay, you go and sit next to her, pretend to use your phone, and then be like, hey, look at this. And now you have to like try your hardest to not look like you're hitting on
me. I mean, as opposed to him going up to the makeup counter girl?
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, what?
Or kidnapping somebody and taking them back to the bathroom or separating them from them or friends.
Separating them.
So that they don't have a good idea of what's really going on.
You're just disoriented.
Yeah. It sounds like you're just looking for the dumbest person in the room that you can run around like the Tasmanian devil and impress her with your spider-like senses. I'm not really sure.
No, you are.
And you want to change that as fast as possible. You want to make it look like she's hitting on you. Not just for her, but for the rest of the room.
Well, how bad this advice is.
He's not offering alternatives.
You want the rest of the room to think that she's hitting on you so that you can do better with other girls later.
She might absolutely hate me.
Yeah, what's the alternative?
He's not a...
I don't understand.
He's just laughing at what he's saying and saying that's wrong.
Which is also what we do, but we're not claiming to be PUAs either. No. So we're looking to them for the advice. I have never on any of these videos ever heard advice that I would want to take.
No.
Ever. Not once.
No.
And this could go really, really badly. If it does, I want it to look like she was...
It's like back in the day, he's like, back in the day, it used to be able to go badly. Now that I have 100% close rate from anyone I talk to, it always goes well. How could it...
What?
Why the bell noise?
I don't know.
Be otherwise.
He's hitting on me, and I wasn't interested. Because the only way a situation looks bad is by your reaction to it. So, for example, when I'm talking...
No, that's not the only way a situation looks bad, is by your reaction to it. If you walk into a bar and you start cornering women and showing them your phone, I'm pretty sure it's going to look bad regardless of whether or not you react a certain way.
Into a girl, one of the first things that I'll do is I'll make sure that I get into a position where I'm more locked in than her.
In a creep position in the back.
So if I'm talking to her again...
Well...
This is coming from the world's biggest creep!
No! He just did a whole... We broke down another video where he just said how he, goes into a club, zeroes in, separates her from her friends, gets her over to have a drink, then into the bathroom for sex.
Yeah. It's just weird. And how his girlfriend is all... Like, his girlfriend is like... Or whatever she is. Yeah. I don't even know. And I don't even know her goddamn name because he won't say it out loud. So
it's paid accomplice.
Yeah, it's a paid accomplice. And her whole job with you, essentially, is to hoodwink these women into sleeping with you.
Right. Because somehow he thinks that makes him look more credible.
Credible and John Anthony are two words that have never gone together. He calls himself John Anthony Lifestyle, for God's sakes. It's not a lifestyle. It's like a criminal enterprise or something.
Oh, well, it's the industry.
Oh, it's the industry. Yeah. I'm sorry. If I was in the industry, podcasting kind of sleazy too.
We can use the three-finger tap to get it to...
Three-finger tap. You don't want to open tapping them with fingers. Okay, this is all like universally horrible advice. You want to approach them straight on, introduce yourself straight on this tap thing so it looks like she's turning and hitting on you.
Look, I can be talking from here. That looks like she's flirting over her shoulder and opening me, old school style, over her shoulder.
No, it doesn't. It looks like...
Well, I got to admit, he's right. It doesn't. If you tap a woman on the shoulders, you're trying to get her to turn toward you so it looks like she's hitting on you? Who are you trying to impress? The girl you're hitting on or everybody else in the bar? I try and make myself as least conspicuous as possible when I walk into a bar. You don't want to be the person that everybody's staring at the bar, because that means you've done something really wrong.
You're fucking being a weirdo, creeping from behind me like... Ugh.
So you can see that she's trying to open me over the shoulder.
So instead of being a creepy weirdo when you're at the bar trying to corner her, just be a creepy weirdo at the mall trying to pick up 17-year-olds while they're working at the jewelry counter.
Right.
It's a much better alternative.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like she's chatting to me. And if I can get her to change her body language completely, I can make it look like she's really hitting on me. If it doesn't work, the only way anybody's going to know that it doesn't work is by the reaction that comes off. and usually my reaction, especially if I'm leaning here and she's giving me a mouthful because she's turning around here and she's shouting at me because I've really upset her and I've done
giving
it
me dirty. You dirty, dirty bastard.
How dare you three-finger tap me?
How dare you three-finger vagina punch me on a cold approach? Go back and learn John Anthony's techniques.
Really badly. Not that that should happen, but maybe it is, right?
Every time he laughs, they do a close-up of him? Yeah, it's just weird.
Do these weird taps on the side. It's going to like fucking weird them out.
You guys can't see her. And there's a wall behind me, and this wall...
Think about how convoluted this is. You need to go up behind her, do a weird tap, make sure she turns to an area where there's a wall behind her, so that if she gives you a negative reaction or a blowout, all the rest of the girls in the room won't think bad of you. Instead, they'll think she's just hitting on you, and you're going to react like she didn't reject. This is like Todd's game.
Ooh, who's Todd?
I don't know who Todd is, but we're getting more close-ups of John Anthony's face when he laughs. So what's less convoluted than that, Chrissy, is going to a bar, using your penis to identify a woman who's probably susceptible to your charms. Send your 10, your like rated 10 plus girlfriend out there to say hello to her, then corner her, kidnap her, and convince her to do a threesome later on in the bathroom of a dirty nightclub in Brazil. Lovely.
It's like going like 10 levels like into the stratosphere for no reason. And it's not good. It's not good tactics either. It's just dog shit advice.
It's the biggest piece of dog shit that I have ever heard.
Good friend, and won't tell any.
Why did he have the rock?
I don't know. And now he thinks he's like a master video editor.
Oh my God.
All these tactics must have led to the 100% close rate.
Anybody, what she's saying. The only way you will know if it went badly is my face. For example, if I'm here like this going, that looks bad. I'm obviously freaking out. So you always want to make sure you look cool.
The only way you will know if it went badly is...
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I think John Anthony's been taking some classes online. One of those Indian video editing courses.
My face.
You lean back, you're locked in, she's giving you a mouthful. You just go, hey, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to give you a great bad night. Great to meet you, I'll see you around. She probably doesn't even want to shake your hand. She's probably like, no. So you just hold your hand up and go, have a great night. See you around. And you leave. You walk off. No one knows. You're smiling, you're happy about it. You're not doing this.
Move on to the next three-finger tap.
Now that we're reviewing this Adam the Liar video, it's pretty bad advice. I'm with John on this one. I got to give John the credit here, for saying this is bad advice, because it is universally bad advice. Mm-hmm. It is very complicated. You have to find a girl that's standing essentially in a damp, dark corner of the room or down in the basement of the bar so that no one else can see you failing miserably.
Right.
He's like, no one knows rejected. I don't tell them. What do I tell everyone else? I close 100%. Like, imagine even 100% of girls being like fucking receptive or like single, or, you know, these are just common sense things, but to then say that he closes 100%.
You know, you look bad. There was this guy in Austin, great guy. He's a member of the Lair, and I really do like the guy. And he made the mistake of accidentally approaching my fiance and her friends and opening them. And I felt bad for him. I did.
This is 2010, and he's talking about having a fiance. It looks like he really took the game far.
Because,
well, what? First of all, yeah, and here comes a horrible story that Adam tells. It's obviously bullshit.
Yeah.
They know everything about game. They've been studying it for about 4 years. You know, they've learned everything from me. And so he went out there and he started using his lines. And very quickly, they started using more advanced lines on him. So he would say something like, hey, you know what? You guys seem interesting. Do you have anything going for you more than your looks? And the girls went, well, you've come over to us and said that we look interesting. What is it about us that you think is interesting beyond our looks? And he went, well, it could be this. And he just, it was terrible. It was bad. It was messy. They reversed everything around on him.
This was a student of his?
And the more they did it.
This is one of those students he has on his website. It's given him a testimonial. I stole Adam's fiance with his own pickup lines. And Adam says it doesn't work on these girls because they've learned from him that it doesn't work on there. It's a part I missed when we were breaking down this video. If it doesn't work, if the women know what you're trying to do, then is it really truly advice that you should ever be using? Because it's obvious you're trying to manipulate these women into sleeping with you. And if they just have half a fucking red scent in their head, then they're going to understand what's going on. And let's give women credit here, guys. They're kind of fucking smart.
Yes, jeez.
Like, I don't know about you, but I've come to learn in my many years on this earth that women are ultimately much smarter than we are. Mm-hmm. We have brute force. They have a daft touch. And they can always run circles around us. Sometimes they just choose not to. You know what they're saying to themselves? Let him run around like a little puppy dog for a few minutes. We'll yank a knot in his tail later.
The more he shrunk into himself and his head went down. And as he was trying to battle for the lines to use, he was like searching in his head by staring at the floor. And all anybody could see was four girls in a semicircle around him, berating him and him like looking at the floor. For about an hour. Now, the good news is...
For an hour? Who's standing around getting beat up for an hour with strangers you've never met before? I mean, one time I got beat up for an hour by strangers I'd never met before, but I'm pretty sure it was part of a mugging that was going on.
I guarantee you there wasn't a group of girls that sat there bashing him for an hour.
No.
I mean, they maybe said, get away from me.
An hour is a long time. That's almost an episode of The Commercial Break. Imagine how much you struggle to get through one episode of The Commercial Break. And then imagine that there's some douchebag hitting on you the whole time.
He hung in for an hour.
This girl over here is like, do I get paid yet? What's going on here?
Oh, John. John made a funny one. That's right.
Takes one to know one. He's paying his girls.
He's paying the girls. Uh-huh. That's how he gets them. Uh-huh. That's right. It's all easy when you're paying them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, they're smarter than you, John. And the second that you stop paying them or they choose to go off on their own, they're going to have their own YouTube channel, too.
Yeah, they are.
You got to be careful, John Anthony. Well, that just goes to show, Chrissy. Even the douchebags think the douchebags are douchebags.
True.
It's a lot of infighting that goes on in this PUA community.
In the industry.
I love it. Yes, we're just outside observers, guys. Think of us as like the Monday night football announcers, just calling the game like we see it.
That's
we'll
right.
Watch you two assholes beat each other up and we'll make fun of it the whole time. Oh, yeah. Gotta love you some PUAs. All right. TCBpodcast.com. That's where you go. Find out more information about Chrissy and I. You can read all the show notes, watch all the video, listen to all the audio. The entire catalog is at TCBpodcast.com. We'd love it if you would go to the website, hit the Contact Us button, and send us your physical address so we can send you a 21 EPM sticker with a signed note and a lovely extra gift. Do that quickly so you get on the list and we can send it to you. People have been asking us to autograph them. We are happy to do that if that's what you choose to do. It'll probably amount to the same amount of money that my Dick Tracy collection is worth. But, you know, you take the chance. Take the chance that someday Brian and Chrissy's... Probably long when we're long gone and dead. Somebody will find the commercial break and dig it out and they'll be like,
stuff always
it's brilliant.
Goes up after you die.
We'll be high philosophy in 200 years. You know what I'm saying? These people will be like, these two are brilliant. 1-855-TCB-8383. 1-855-TCB-8383. Anywhere in the world, toll free. We'll pick up the charges. Text us so that we can respond to you directly. One of us always texts you back. Never spam. We never sell your information. You can do that at the text message line, 855-TCB-8383. At the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, and YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak for fully edited episodes the same day they air here on the audio feed. Do us a favor. Subscribe, like, and review on your favorite podcast platform and at that YouTube channel, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. All right, Chrissy, we'll get back to this next episode. I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
And best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.